So in terms of trends for Zero Trust, it's been interesting to watch the evolution of what started out as a technical strategy has moved into something that is much more holistic, involving technologies, identity, data, devices, and including other elements of security like processes and policies and skill levels. And so one of the interesting things about Zero Trust as it has evolved for close to 20 years now is the notion that it not only improves security posture, but it also improves operational efficiency as well, and quite frankly, helps users be more productive and happy about doing their jobs, that they're not always just having to sign in and run into access control problems. So Zero Trust really is a philosophy that organizations can take. And more organizations are seeing Zero Trust as critical. In fact, a recent study showed that 96% of the people that answered that question said that it's either very critical or somewhat critical to their strategy going forward. I think the important thing about this trend for our customers is that they're on a journey. It is not just a matter of installing some technologies, as good as those technologies are, but looking at this as a long-term roadmap towards improving their security position, starting with identities, then looking at devices, then looking at threat protection, then looking at other elements like data infrastructure and so forth. So they look at this holistically, and they also look at this as a journey, and that's why we look at it that way at Valorum. So when we work with our customers on Zero Trust, we use a maturity model, recognizing that it's not just once and done. As I said, it is a journey, and they can be at different points of evolution in each of those six pillars that I mentioned earlier. So we use a maturity model that helps us understand where the customer is. We like to meet the customer where they're at, and then help them, guide them, work with them to move down the journey, reflecting the level of maturity that they're at. And that helps us define the best way to suggest solutions to them, services to them, and training as well.